when I think of life and parenthood, and with this piece, I was like, it absolutely has to be acrylic paint, because most of us have no clue what we're doing when we first become parents. And we have to be forgiving with ourselves. It can start out really messy in the beginning, and the mess can continue throughout the middle and pop up as you're going. And you'll make mistakes, or things that we think are mistakes, but you really can't see the beauty in all of it until you step back and all those layers keep adding to the scene and all the details start to make sense.
Welcome to the Pete's Doc Talk podcast, a show that helps guide you through your parenting journey, and a show that is a top 50 parenting podcast in the United States, thanks to you and your reviews. In partnership with Phillips Avent, we have artist Brooke Ring on today to discuss her artwork as part of Phillips Avent's Parents Path Art Collection. We are discussing how art has helped her through her postpartum journey and how creative outlets can positively impact mental health. The collection is a curation of custom artwork created in partnership with artists who are moms. Each artist reflects on their unique journey with motherhood while depicting self-expression, self-care, and community support as essential parts of nurturing new parents through the journey. If you haven't yet seen the collection or Brooke's work, you can check those out on Phillips Avent's or Brooke's Instagram page. Phillips Avent is also running a giveaway offering you the chance to win $500 of Phillips Avent product. All you need to do is follow Phillips Avent on Instagram, at Phillips Avent, and then share a picture of your personal parenting path using hashtag A Parent's Path before November 15th for a chance to win. You can find the terms and conditions in the caption. Thank you so much, Brooke, for joining us. I cannot wait to chat about this and how art has impacted your mental health. Can you tell me a little bit more about yourself as a parent and an artist?
Yes. First of all, thank you so much for having me. I am a longtime follower and a fan, so this is crazy to me that I'm actually on your podcast. It's such an honor to be here. Like you mentioned, I'm an artist and a mom to two girls. I have Romy, she's almost 4, and Joelle is 19 months. It's been a lifelong dream of mine to be both a mom and an artist. So sometimes I have to pinch myself that I'm actually living out that dream and remind myself just to take it all in. I'm a painter. People know me best for my floral and coastal work. And the main goal of my work is to exude playfulness and joy and really just to make people happy. So I paint in a lot of loose, colorful layers, and I try to keep that energy in the process of creating my work. It's been the most rewarding challenge to navigate running my art business from my home studio with my two girls and getting to share my passion for creating with them and even invite them to create alongside of me. It's amazing. It's challenging, as you can imagine, and hard to balance, and it gets really crazy. But like washing their little like paint hands and seeing their paint stained clothes, I'm just like, this is the best. And I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Oh, I love it. And I can hear that passion in your voice for both, right? Motherhood as well as the art that you do.
It's definitely
amazing. Can you share more details on your connection to Phillips Avent and this program?
Yeah. So when Phillips Avent first approached me with the concept for this collection, it was like an immediate yes. Like I knew I had to be a part of it because it centered around my two biggest passions in life. The Parents Path collection as a whole demonstrates the paradox between the unforeseen detours and the magical milestones that parents experience on their journeys. So as a mother myself, the message behind this campaign really resonated with my own personal parenting experiences and beliefs. And through this partnership, I was able to depict my unique journey with motherhood through my most passionate form of self-care and self-expression, which is art.
Oh, and it's beautiful. I mean, this is such a beautiful initiative, and also the work that you've done is just absolutely stunning. And when would you say that you started to get back into this passion? I mean, I know sometimes in motherhood, our journey, you know, we take pauses in the things that bring us joy besides being a mom. So I'm curious, you have always had a passion for art, but did you have to take a pause from it in those early years, or when did you get back into it?
Honestly, I never really slowed down. Being a solopreneur, it was amazing, but also kind of difficult because I didn't really know how to set myself up to take a proper maternity leave. So I just dove right back into work. I think I took a month or two off after my first daughter, and it was a little bit rocky trying to figure out how to balance and navigate that. But I mean, here we are, and I'm really fortunate that I work out of my home, but also that is the challenge because your work is always with you. So you have to know when to stop working. Also, my first daughter was born in the end of 2019. Mm-hmm. So right before COVID. So that was just a really unique time in the world as a whole because everyone was working from home. So I will say I actually did take some time off of actually creating collections after she was born. But I launched my virtual classes because of COVID and kind of pivoted. And that worked a lot better as a mom, balancing that it was easier to do those classes than put out full collections into the world during that time. So I did pivot, but not necessarily ever step away.
Yeah. And I mentioned already, but the artwork is available to see the Phillips Avent Instagram, and then Brooke's Instagram is CBrookeRing, right? That's your Instagram handle?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. I'm looking through it as we're talking, by the way, and I'm feeling such joy because the colors that you use.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, the colors that you use. And obviously, I'm seeing a lot of the florals, and I see your beautiful daughter in the photos and reels as well. It really shows your passion coming through. And would you say that, you talk about the pandemic and you talk about obviously having to pivot with your business and your art. Did you find that, that isolation that happened in the pandemic and the impact that had on our mental health, did this art provide a healthy outlet for you? How did this art help you in your motherhood journey early on?
Oh, definitely. I think art is so healing. There's so many healing properties of just creating artwork. And during that time, I think I mentioned I started doing virtual classes at that time and started connecting with greater online community, as so many people did during the pandemic. And I would just receive messages like, I'm living for these classes right now. I'm so looking forward to them. I'm so just cannot wait. And I felt that energy and I'm like, wow, my art is actually having an impact and it's healing and people are really growing from it and enjoying these classes. And that in turn, made me realize, do a lot of self-reflection and realize how blessed I was and fortunate I was to have this creative outlet that was just kind of always with me, from a young child, I never stopped creating. And I think you can, as an artist, take that for granted, that that's just kind of you have that passion to create. And during that and hearing other people responding to it really made me realize okay, this is healing for me. This is where I go when I have all these anxious thoughts and I, start painting and I just start to, the world goes quiet and I can slow down and just really focus on those small decisions that bring peace. So definitely I experienced so much healing, especially postpartum, with all the wild emotions that happen. It was nice to have something that was constant.
So did you do your artwork in those early newborn periods, right? When I think a lot of people can agree that the first 12 weeks is the hardest. Did you lean on artwork in that time as well?
Yes, I definitely did.
Amazing.
I was the mom that was I have my baby wrapped around me, in the little swaddle, painting with the little cooing baby noises. And those times I just cherish those memories, honestly, because it was I just feel so fortunate that I was able to be home with my daughter and with both of them really, but with the first and those those fresh 12 weeks of being a mom, of being able to still, have something that was my identity before I was a mom and have that as that creative outlet and to be able to carry that through into motherhood, it really gave me grounding, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And I think what you just mentioned, the identity that exists in us before becoming mothers, that is huge mm-hmm. to carry on into motherhood. And people mm-hmm. often think that those identities need to be like paid work or, you know, other things. But no, it's mm-hmm. like whatever, you know, for all of my listeners and my followers, like whatever brings you passion in your life, whether it is a paid mm-hmm. thing, whether it is just something that is a creative outlet for you or a hobby, being able to find the time and put your energy into that, I think does provide so much joy and mm-hmm. make sure that your purpose is motherhood, but also you have this identity that I am a woman, I am Brooke, I am Mona, like I have this identity. And then I'm also a mother, which I think is so, you know, so exactly. important. And your art is visual art. I have realized that I'm also an artist in a different way, which is my creation of mm-hmm. content and my writing. And mm-hmm. I agree with you. Like postpartum, I was in the throngs of depression with my son, like at 9 months postpartum, mm-hmm. and anxiety with my daughter after traumatic deliveries and whatnot. And I mm-hmm. turned to writing as my creative expression. Mm-hmm. I turned to video creation for my platform. And other people may be like, wow, why isn't she just resting? And I'm like, this is what brings me release. This is what brings me, you yeah. know, emotional happiness to be able to write my feelings or create a little video yeah. about, you know, my journey with my daughter and post it on my social. And like you, yeah. it's that creation, right? It's that being able to have control over the creative narrative and the vision that I'm feeling and what I'm feeling, putting that down into words. And for you, that art, I think really helps mental health.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Like you, I felt this beautiful outlet postpartum, even like when she would nap or even if she was contact napping, I would like just write with my other hand, like in a journal or just get that creative juices out there. And it really helped.
Mm-hmm.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.
You made it halfway through an episode, so you must be loving the show. If you love the show, make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel where I share answers to all of the common topics submitted to me regarding child health, development, and debunking all that misinformation you hear online. My goal is for PDT to be a one-stop shop for your searching needs. Bye-bye late night Googling. So make sure to go to YouTube and search Peds Doc Talk TV. Hit that subscribe button and binge watch all the amazing episodes and episodes to come. Have suggestions for future videos? Make sure to chat in the community section on my YouTube channel.
I can so see that because I kind of touched on it, but I struggled with postpartum mm-hmm. anxiety with my first daughter. Really, I mean, I think having my first baby combined with the pandemic was just like the perfect mix for yes. anxiety to hit. And I felt like it was in like really quiet moments where my mind wasn't focused on anything, that my anxiety would kind of swirl around and get out of control. So I felt like if I had that, like you said, the power to like create and to channel my anxious thoughts into decisions and into creating and into my passion, into this self-care and self-expression, like there was, yes, like a control aspect of it, of like being able to focus that energy down in the healthiest way. Yeah. So I had the same experience, definitely.
Oh, I love it. And what was the process behind creating your work? I mean, obviously we've talked about how you were doing this and, you know, but is there a certain sort of method to how you approach your artistry?
So in my art as a whole, I paint very intuitively. I normally have a really loose vision for what I'm aiming for. And then I just start like throwing paint on the canvas without constraining myself to a tight drawing underneath. Some people have told me that I paint in reverse because it's not necessarily a traditional method and it's not the way that I was taught. So I really don't have like a tight plan that I'm working from. So I'm painting really loose and messy at the beginning. And then I just keep adding tons of layers on top until all of the details start to take shape. And I'm using acrylic paint, which is my medium of choice. And over the years, it's definitely influenced my style because of its unique components as a medium. It's really forgiving, which lends itself well to layering. And when I think of life and parenthood and with this piece, I was like, it absolutely has to be acrylic paint because most of us have no clue what we're doing when we first become parents. And we have to be forgiving with ourselves. It can start out really messy in the beginning and the mess can continue throughout the middle and pop up as you're going. And you'll make mistakes or things that we think are mistakes, but you really can't see the beauty in all of it until you step back and all those layers keep adding to the scene and all the details start to make sense. And then there's this beautiful picture of your family and the paint strokes that we've thought were mistakes in the moment can become the most unique and the best parts of the painting. And it's, yeah, it's such like a metaphor for our life. So I love it.
I was going to say, I'm like, wow, like that is the take home of this conversation. It is a metaphor, like the imperfection being perfect enough.
Yeah.
Amazing. And I can tell that by looking at your artwork, like absolutely the metaphor of, hey, this is what I'm putting together, that it's not going to always be perfect. But like you just said beautifully, when you step back and look at all the pieces, it makes complete sense. Mm-hmm. And I hear that. And I think a lot of times in parenthood, especially as women and moms, like we get into this, you know, we talk about anxiety, we talk about all these things, we get into the minutia, right? Like my child is not doing this or is not doing this. I'm not worthy. I'm not a good mom. I am failing at this. Like we tend to look at all the little things that are not going right when we really, if we were to step back, like you're saying, you are doing a lot of things beautifully. Mm-hmm. It all makes sense when you look at the quote unquote big picture, you know, and I am very much, you know, my platform, as you know you follow me as well. I am very much trying to help moms, especially look at that big picture, right? Even with stuff that their children are going through, like if it's a milestone issue or if it's this, I'm like, okay, your child may not be doing this, but what are they doing right? What are they doing that is good that we want to see that maybe we can, you know that this is going to be okay. And it's that big picture approach, that stepping back, like you said, I love that because that is when you find the joy. That is when you start to say, it's going to be messy. It's going to be hard, but overall I am an incredible mother and this is awesome. I love that, Brooke. Beautiful.
And we all need to hear that as moms. We all get so critical on ourselves and start to focus on, you know, like, oh, I lost my temper or the house is a mess or the dishes aren't done or I'm behind on laundry. And like your kids at the end of the day, like you're creating their childhood memories. They're not going to remember like all of those little mess ups along the way or things that didn't go exactly according to your plans. And, you know, when I look back over my life, I know I talked about my first daughter and like the anxiety that I faced. Well, my second daughter, I thought, oh, I know what to expect. Yeah. You know, after being a first time mom, I had no clue what I was doing. But the second one, I was like, I've got this in the bag under control. Like I know how to do this. Well, then she was born premature and I had no clue what I was doing. I got thrown into the NICU and as a NICU mom, you know, she was there for a month And then she came home on oxygen. So we were balancing a baby with an oxygen tank and a heart monitor. And we were like, what are we doing? We're way over our heads. You know, and looking back, I'm like, well, that, it felt like a mess in the middle of it, but I wouldn't even trade it. We learned so much. Like as a family, it taught my older daughter so much about life, and it gave all of us so much empathy and compassion, and like grew our love as a family. So I think even stepping back and looking at the bigger picture, but even in a few years, like looking back, so you'll see, wow, you know, there's so much beauty in that chaos. So yeah, I feel passionate about that. We just can't, as moms, be so critical on ourselves and get lost in all those little details.
Yeah. And it sounds as if this is, you know, your work and stuff that you're doing. And I love that story. Thank you for sharing that, because that is absolutely what I think so many mothers go through, right? Like these things that they don't expect, or, you know, they have this vision and it doesn't go according to quote unquote plan. And they have to learn, we have to learn quickly how to roll with the punches, and it doesn't take away the grief. It doesn't take away the difficulty. I think, you know, sometimes people are like, well, it is hard. And I'm like, there's no denying that having a daughter at home on oxygen was probably a difficult experience, but the perspective that you're bringing to it, you know, the, okay, I'm going to focus on what my child needs and hopefully focus a little bit on self-care and self-expression through the process. How does your artwork speak to self-care and self-expression?
Well, I think it's the actual process of creating the artwork that speaks to self-care and self-expression. For me personally, I get completely lost in the process of creating. I think I already touched on that, but just like pushing paint across the canvas is so therapeutic for me. The whole world just like goes quiet and I can just tune everything out and slow down and just focus on these little small controlled decisions. As parents, we have such a heavy, invisible load that we carry. So I think it's so important to find ways to relax our minds and shed some of that load so that we can be the best version of ourselves for our families, right? So that's one of the reasons that I like to record my process and share it with the world, because I think that's where, you know, the self-expression really shines, is in that process of creating. And I hope to inspire others to create themselves. And even if people aren't artists, then just as a viewer, they can become part of that process that they wouldn't typically see. And they can benefit just from watching that self-care and self-expression.
I love that. And what else would you hope that parents will take away from viewing your artwork?
I hope that parents will experience joy and just light and positivity and encouragement. I know those are like kind of cliche words, but there's like so much darkness in the world. I think we all need more encouragement and positivity. So, you know, that's the main goal of my work. The more that I connect with other moms online and in my community, I find that we all have our own unique story, you know, whether it's, you know, postpartum depression or the NICU or infertility, or no path is exactly the same. And there's so much solidarity in being able to connect online and or in person, and knowing that we're not walking through motherhood alone. Our communities are so important to lean into. And when you think about, you know, we have families, friends, doctors, nurses, we have podcasters and companies and products that we rely on, and all of these resources that are available to help us navigate these years. I'm so thankful for Phillips Avent for inviting me to be a part of this initiative on and share this online, because reflecting on my own parenting journey and creating artwork to capture it was so special and healing, really, for all of that, you know, trauma from the NICU and trauma from postpartum anxiety. It was really beautiful to like wrap that up in a painting in a positive way and really think about all of the blessings that have come out of it. So I really just want to pass that on to other parents and inspire them to do the same, because I think it's amazing that Phillips Avent, as such a huge trusted brand, understands that each parenting journey is different, and not only celebrates that with initiatives like this, but also offers tools to help navigate the challenges that we face as parents, whether that's transitioning from breast to bottle feeding, sleep training, or even soothing a crying baby.
Yeah, I agree. And I love that combination, right? The products that they have, as well as this initiative combined, really just speaks to the entire picture, no pun intended, with artwork of what is, you know, parenthood about. You know, it's not just feeding a baby. It's not just helping soothe them. It's us. It's how are we showing up, the self-care, the self-expression, the outlets that we create for ourselves to be able to better show up to our families is so vital. And, you know, I recently gave birth. I have a 4.5-month-old, 5-month-old now, but it still feels new, you know?
It's still very new.
Yeah. And I've been using Philips Avent products with my newborn. Have you used the products with your children as well?
Yes, we've used so many Philips Avent products for both of our babies. Both of our girls were given Philips Avent pacifiers in the hospital, and they both became like instantly attached. We had to like pry it off of our 3-year-old. She was obsessed with her passy for years. And we also used the Philips Avent natural bottles for both of our girls, and then the anti-colic bottles with Romy because she had pretty severe reflux. And then when Joelle was in the NICU, and I remember coming into her little hospital room and seeing her with her Philips Avent passy and just being like, oh, I'm so glad that she likes that. And that actually soothes her because I couldn't be there to take care of her all the time. So it was really calming to me as a NICU mom to know that she had her little Philips Avent pacifier and that would soothe her in the middle of the night when I couldn't.
Yeah. We used the pacifier from, you know, day one with our son. Our son was in the NICU. So they actually, you know, the soothe or the pacifier is actually very common in hospitals, right? They give it out. When he was in the NICU, that was his pacifier. He was in love with that pacifier. And like you said, we weaned it off. And it's great because Philips has various pacifiers for stages. So like as the child's mouth grows and their oral cavity changes, you can change out the pacifier accordingly. And we also use the Avent anti-colic bottle with our daughter, especially because she did have colic and that was a huge blessing. And I said, I know you use the natural response nipple bottle, you said?
Yes.
That mimics breastfeeding. Yeah.
So that we were able to use with Joelle, but we had to use the anti-colic one with our first daughter because she was extremely colic.
Yeah. Did it help the bottle?
It definitely did. It definitely did. And I had to transition from breastfeeding to bottle feeding with her because she just could not. She was way too fussy to breastfeed. And that was also a huge source of my anxiety with her. So transitioning her to that anti-colic bottle made a huge difference in my mental health and in her health too, because she was actually able to get the nutrition that she needed.
I love it. So your daughter was happily fed. You were creating artwork. It was a much better experience for you in those postpartum weeks. I love it.
That's right.
Oh, Brooke, thank you so much for joining me today. This was absolutely wonderful. I love hearing how you are bringing together your passion for artwork into this world to inspire others and hopefully get people remembering to take care of themselves.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was such an honor.
Yeah. And for everyone listening, make sure you leave a review if you love this episode and make sure you check out Philips Avent's Instagram as well as Brooke's Instagram to see the images that we're describing. And do not forget about the giveaway. And I want to remind everyone again about what that is. The giveaway is offering you a chance to win $500 of Philips Avent product. And all you need to do is follow Philips Avent, that's at Philips Avent on Instagram, and then share a picture of your personal parenting path using hashtag aparentspath, aparentspath, before the end of the day, November 15th. You can find the terms and conditions in the show notes or in the caption of this episode, and definitely enter. Thank you again, Brooke, for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It was awesome. I cannot wait to dive further into your podcast and all the resources you put out there. So thank you, Dr. Mona.
Of course. Nice connecting with you.
You too.
Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode. As always, please leave a review. Share this episode with a friend. Share it on your social media. Make sure to follow me at Pete's Doc Talk on Instagram and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Pete's Doc Talk TV. We'll talk to you soon.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Bree.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Bree, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.